This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. In the face of the images coming out of Ukraine and the alleged atrocities against civilians in areas that had been occupied by Russian soldiers, economic sanctions seem insufficient. But that's what governments wanting to avoid another world war have to work with. And the U.S., European Union, and members of the Group of Seven are expected to announce coordinated new sanctions tomorrow. More on that in a bit. But first, we told you some weeks back about how the Russian ruble was tanking under pressure from international sanctions. Well, the ruble is back. At least on paper, its value has recovered. This lets the country avoid a currency crisis and limits inflation inside Russia. And it means Russia could more easily pay its debts, theoretically. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has more now on how Russia did this and what it means.
At one point last month, one ruble was worth a fraction of a penny. Now it's worth a little more than a whole penny.
The ruble is nearly back to where it was pre-crisis.
Alina Rybakova is deputy chief economist at the Institute of International Finance. Part of what is holding up the ruble is demand for the ruble.
Russia exports mostly commodities, and the biggest share of them is oil and gas, and Russia continues to export them.
Need gas? You'll probably need rubles at some point. Not only that, Russia has manufactured extra demand by requiring Russian companies to convert most of their profits from abroad into rubles. It's also made it very difficult for anyone with rubles in Russia to sell them. And so, like with anything, if you prop up demand and you smother supply, the value goes up.
It's almost like the ruble has synthetically returned.
Simon Harvey is head of FX analysis for Monex Europe and Canada. He says there may be technically a price for the ruble, but the market for them is barely functioning. Basically, just because the store is advertising in the window doesn't mean there's much inside.
You're walking into the store, you're seeing a TV for about $10, but there's not one on the shelf.
Russia can keep its currency propped up for as long as it is exporting oil and gas, and as long as it continues to trap rubles inside Russia. But this does not mean that sanctions aren't having any effect.
You can have a very tough recession even with a stable currency.
Friedrich Heinemann is an economist at European think tank ZEW.
The economy is going to very deep recession. I mean, there are the forecasts. The economy, Russian economy may contract by something like 10%.
The Institute of International Finance predicts the Russian economy will contract by even more, 15%. Still, Russia has a lifeline in its exports. And as long as it does, it'll be able to manipulate supply and demand for its currency and keep it stable. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.